Long Island Sound is an estuary that supports an abundance of wildlife and about 4 million residents between Connecticut and Long Island.
From pristine beach landscapes to bustling cities, the region is a unique part of the country.
But it's facing the same climate challenges that are being felt all across the U.S.
Climate change is really going to change the future of Long Island, and we have to keep that in mind, and not just keep it in mind, but get ready.
Our infrastructure needs to totally change because our infrastructure is not sustainable as it is.
There's just a greater density of people here. There's a lot more impervious cover. We have rivers coming in.
Over the years, the marshlands have eroded, so now many of the bay houses that you see, now they are on the shoreline.
The environmental benefits from natural systems being intact and functioning, you know, as nature designed is so important for, you know, our quality of life.
You know what happens? It's in your veins. The salt runs through your veins. Once you're addicted to the salt life, you can't get away from it. You can never take me away from this environment.
We've traveled all around this coastline as we've produced two seasons of the podcast Higher Ground, learning the stories of people who are adapting to the changing climate in their neighborhoods.
And we've been struck by how everyday people are finding and implementing their own solutions using community science.
Community science is a great uniter in general. It's a way for people from all sorts of backgrounds who might not be formally engaged in science. It's a way for them to get together. It's a way for them to make their voices heard.
Michelle Lewis is director of community science at the Discovery Science Center and Planetarium in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
That's the state's largest city, sitting right on Long Island Sound.
It's her job to draw people into science as a way of looking at their world.
It's much easier for you to care about something that is closer to home than something big and out there. So saying stuff like, oh, climate change is affecting the whole country and it's affecting it in this, this, and this ways, as opposed to saying like, hey, you might have noticed when it rains now, it rains a lot more often and it's flooding more often in our area. That's something easier for people to connect with. Being a scientist is not a job. It's asking questions.
Eighth graders in Michelle's after-school program recently investigated the health of local waterways, tree canopy cover, and air quality, just some of the climate challenges the kids observed in Bridgeport and other areas around the state.
A lot of them were like, well, I'm just a kid. Like, should I be focused? Should this be something that I should be worrying about? How can we get them to see that what they care about is affected by this as well? People feeling like they're alone, like it's just them against the world, is unfortunate, but it does happen. But things where you get together to work together to have something to say, we did that. That's a really big takeaway from doing community science.
It could be hard to think about what climate change means to you, the individual, on a local level, especially when the narrative tends to feel very
doom and gloom.
Yeah, exactly. Community science can be a way to move past those dreadful feelings.
Part of doing community science is, what are the concerns? What is the history? What is the background of the people you want to reach? And then trying to meet them there and then kind of give them a chance to take charge in some way.
And all of this can have some pretty important outcomes: a sense of involvement in your community, knowledge and confidence about how science works.
Feeling like you are building towards something important.
Join us for Higher Ground's one-hour national special as we meet immigrant farm workers weathering extreme conditions on Long Island's North Fork.
Architecture students who are planning for resilient buildings in an old post-industrial city.
And elementary school kids who are learning to grow their own food.
So make sure you have your buddy. Make sure you have a shovel. And we're all going to stay together. Ready? Let's go.
That's coming up on Higher Ground's National Special. The full hour podcast version will be available on May 1st. But in the meantime, be sure to ask your local NPR station to play Higher Ground, available through APM, American Public Media.